Restlessness, question and answer. Anxiety and depression. How can I free myself from anxiety and depression? Mindfulness meditation helps us deal with and overcome anxiety, depression, and many other mental illnesses. So the answer to your question is quite simple. It is one of the purposes of what we teach and practice. There are, however, two issues that potentially obstruct the proper practice of mindfulness for one who suffers from chronic anxiety or depression. The first issue is the reification of depression and anxiety. The term reification has great importance in Buddhism. To reify means to give something existence. When we say, "I have an anxiety problem," we have reified that concept. We have conceived of an entity that is monolithic and atomic in the sense of being indivisible. It has become a thing that you have to get rid of. There is a story about the time after the Buddha passed away, wherein the monks were gathered trying to decide what the Buddha's actual teaching was. Buddhism had split into a number of different schools, and many of the schools were teaching things that certainly did not bear any resemblance to the original teachings. A king asked one well-respected monk, "What did the Buddha teach? What sort of teacher was the Buddha?" And the monk correctly answered, "The Buddha was one who split things apart. The Buddha taught the splitting of atoms. You have this indivisible entity you call anxiety or depression. The Buddha's teaching aims to split it up into its constituent parts. It is about separating the condition, problem, illness, or whatever into actual realities, because depression and anxiety do not exist. What exist are moments of experience. At an ultimate level, that is what is truly real." For anxiety, there will be moments of experiencing that we lump together as anxiety. Suppose that you have to get up and go onto a stage in front of 100 people or 1,000 people and give a talk. You are sitting backstage or in the audience waiting for your turn, and you think about going up on stage. That thought is an experience. Then immediately after that, anxiety might arise, which is another experience. After that initial experience of anxiety, there may be experiences of butterflies in the stomach, the heart beating fast, or tension in the shoulders. And based on those experiences, other experiences will arise. This chain of experiences can create a feedback loop, which is how panic attacks arise. You enter this feedback loop based on moments of experience that spiral so far out of control, and the habit or the causal chain is so strong, quick, and ingrained in you that you are unable to get yourself out of it. Experiences of depression can be similar. There are experiences. Maybe something bad happens to you, and maybe you become sad. And then reacting with sadness becomes a habit, and you become more and more sad when you think about that experience. And then you try to get rid of the thought, so the thought becomes a source of aversion. You feed it. There is an energy involved with avoiding things or disliking things that creates more negative thoughts and habits. All of this is just to say that the solution from a Buddhist perspective is to break things into their constituent parts. That is the most important step. The second issue that gets in the way of dealing with mental illness is the negative relationship we have towards the chain of experiences. To call it a mental illness, even to call it bad, is not inherently wrong, but we have to understand the difference between understanding something is bad for us and feeling bad about it. We feel bad about our depression. We feel averse to it. We feel bad about our anxiety, and we want to get rid of it. Taking our patterns of experience as a monolithic condition and feeling bad about that condition are hindrances to actually dealing with the condition. They lead us to seek out ways to not have to deal with the condition directly, taking medication or other drastic measures. People take medication to cover up anxiety and depression by flooding their systems with serotonin and other brain chemicals that prevent them from following the habits and cycles that they normally would get into. They see anxiety and depression as problems and react negatively to them. In order to begin to face our problems, we must first begin by seeing that our reactions to our problems simply cause us more suffering. Some of what we perceive as depression and anxiety is not even mental at all. For example, butterflies in the stomach, heart beating fast, tension and headaches, etc., are distinct from actual anxiety. They are not anxiety. They are merely physical byproducts of anxiety. They are not a problem, and if we can see them as just experiences, then we will not react to them, feeding our negative mental habits. There is no question that depression, anxiety, and any mental illness are bad. But what is bad about them is that they are reactions. They are bad reactions. And if you react to them by disliking, hating, or feeling guilty about them, you are feeding your negativity, leading only to more anxiety and depression. You can see this in regards to schizophrenia. My understanding of schizophrenia is that it involves what are ordinarily referred to as hallucinations. In Buddhist meditation practice, however, we would simply call them experiences. Maybe you hear voices, maybe you see things, or maybe thoughts arise that you think come from an external source. It is not to ask whether they are real or hallucinations. It is important to understand they are experiences, to see them for what they are, and to not react to them at all. I met a monk once who told me he heard voices telling him to kill himself. He had difficulty understanding that they were just voices. Even if a real person tells you to kill yourself, it does not mean you should. Without mindfulness, we are carried away by our experiences, reacting before we can appreciate them for what they really are. Being able to see our experiences as experiences is essential to mindfulness meditation. The first part of the solution is to break our conditions up into individual experiences and to understand, first conceptually and eventually through direct experience, the distinction between entities like depression, where one might think, I have depression, and the basic building blocks of experience. The second part is to take those building blocks, including the problem, and see them objectively and without reaction. Let them be just what they are. Try to create this ability to see experiences objectively. This is what allows wisdom to arise, what allows us to see clearly, and what allows us to let go. Our attachments involve delusion, ignorance, and lack of understanding of what real happiness and peace are. Happiness and peace cannot come from trying to fix our problems, and they cannot come from experiences themselves. Happiness and peace have to come from the way we perceive and relate to experiences.